Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, what's good? It's your boy Rap Brown, man. Right back at you. Just want to thank everybody, everybody for tuning in to another episode of Rap Brown's Hip Hop Showcase, man. You know how we do it. I got a special guest on tonight, man. Y'all gonna love this legendary rapper, man. Rain Man from Philly. You might remember him from his battle rap days. You know, he's still making great music. You know, he got a new CD coming out. We're going to get into all that. You know what I'm saying? It's an honor to have this man on the show. Definitely support that real hip-hop. You know, we talk about it, but then, you know, when somebody drops an album, we don't go and support it. So we definitely have to support real hip-hop. Keep real hip-hop alive, man. That's the campaign. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, J. Rel. Shout out to Lisa Brown. Shout out to my man, Wen Chow. You know what I'm saying? The whole Double Clip Record movement. You know what I'm saying? Queens, the VA. You know what I'm saying? The BK. Y'all know how we do it. You know what I mean? It's your boy, Rap Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Radio Revolution. Just want to send a shout-out to my Jets. I can't forget that, baby. We 3-1. We doing the thing. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, it's going to be one of them years, man. We've been waiting for rain, so you know how it is, baby. This is what we do. Shout-out to BK, man. Shout-out to Philly. Shout-out to the whole NYC. Shout-out to VA. Shout out to the UK, man. Shout out to Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mad Son. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Everybody I had on the show. You know what I mean? So, like I said, man, we got Rain Man coming on the show tonight. He's going to drop by. I got some exclusive cut to play tonight for everybody. So, just sit there and hold tight. Hold still, man. He's going to be here in a few. You know what I mean? And, it's about to be on and popping, y'all. Y'all know what to do, man. Yeah, and another thing, man. heard Marlberry got the sneakers coming back out. I mean, you know, it's not for everybody, but I see where he's going with it. He's trying to make a splash. You know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of controversy surrounding that. He's trying to make a splash. You know what I mean? But, coming at the big dogs, you know what I'm saying, Michael Jordan and LeBron. I mean, you know, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying. I, for one, you know what I'm saying, I used to do it about the Jordans and all that, but it's just, you know, not my thing anymore, man, you know. I mean, I'm not feeling the Marlberry, the Starberry either, so don't get me wrong, you know what I mean, to each his own, but it is what it is, man. I see what he's doing. You know, he's trying to get some controversy surrounding his shoes so he can get that publicity. Any publicity is good publicity. You know what I mean? So it is what it is, man. Marlberry's from Brooklyn. You know, I got to give him some love and support. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. So if you want to go out there and cop the sneakers, go out there and cop it. You know what I mean? So it is what it is, man. And this is hip-hop, baby. This is what we do. You know what I mean? Yo, we're about to go to the line. You heard me? I'm about to... Hey, we got the legendary rap on the line right now, man. We got Rain Man. What up?
What's good with you, homie? What's poppin'?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling. Like I was saying earlier, man, it's an honor for me to have you on the show. You know what I'm saying? You're
appreciate
definitely
you,
a legend out here, real hip-hop. And I always support the real hip-hop, man. You are definitely what real hip-hop is all about.
Hey, man, I definitely appreciate it, man. I seen you just had the OG fame up there from MOP, man, so you definitely know your hip-hop shit.
Oh, no doubt, man. He's going to be on there tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be on the other show, Hot 16 Real Talk, so can't wait to chop it up with him tomorrow, man. But tonight we're gonna get into it, you know what I'm saying? Just let everybody know, man, where you from.
Man, for those that don't know, man, born in New York, Brooklyn, man, migrated to Philadelphia. Did a lot of, good things in Philly and New York and down, you know, I migrated to the South now.
Okay, what part of the South are you living in now?
I'm not too far from Atlanta, man. I'm right outside Atlanta.
Okay. Still holding it down, man. Shout out to the ATL, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Philly, you know what I mean? So speaking of Philly, man, that's like where you made your stripes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
From the battle rap days, man. Take us back to those battle rap days.
Oh, man, well, you know, I think New York is where I got, you know, like my basic foundation of just being nice and, you know, just having bars and all of that. But, you know, when I got back to Philly, Philly, that gave me that hunger, that aggression. So for those that don't know, you know, we had a movement in Philly, all independent. It was called Chop Class. Me, Reed Dallas, my man Eddie Morris, Frankie with the Grippers, Kaboom, NH. It was a whole bunch of us. We did a lot of stuff, man, a tour off of the streets, battle tour. Take it back even further, I won the MTV battle. I think this was in, like, 2003. Got a single deal with Def Jam. That turned into a whole deal. Signed a Bad Boy right before that. I was part of the Making the Band shit. I got a lot of little accolades under my belt, man, but I'd rather, you know, make new accolades instead of just talking about the past.
No doubt, man. You definitely got your hand in the game, man. You know what I'm saying? When you speak of hip-hop, can't leave you out of that. Can't leave Ray Man out of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, how do you feel about the new wave of MCs coming in the game, man? You think it's a good direction for the hip-hop as a whole? Or do you think it's
You mean like industry-wise or just, you know, Philly-wise?
Like
or
industry-wise and it's trickling down to the street sort of, you know what I'm saying? Like with the younger kids, you know, the whole tight pants. And I mean, how do you feel about the whole, you know, thing as a whole, man, the industry and in the street?
I think it's 50-50, man, personally. I think, you know, you got your hip-hop purists, you know, that feel like, you know, the tight pants and, you know, all of that ain't cool, and, you know, that's not necessarily my twist. That's not really nothing that I'm into. But at the same time, you know, I know when I was a young boy, you know, growing up in the 80s and the 90s and all of that, you know, it was a lot of singers and rappers that were superstars that was dressing real, you know, crazy. Like, look at dudes like Prince. And, you know, we had some strange people back in the day, you know, from our era. So with that said, it's like we can't really knock these new cats for doing shit that we think is a little bit weird. But I think overall, the only complaint I have is I think the older MCs, the MCs that got, you know, that can actually spit, that actually got something to talk about, I think a lot of us actually ain't stepping up to the plate. I think the new cats is doing what they're supposed to do. But I think a lot of the OGs, man, I think, you know, we're trying to really rap like we young.
Okay, yeah. You're right about that. You know what I'm saying? You got to rap to the, you know, like, because I remember you, man, like, you were there with Mook and all them cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you feel like you got your respect that you deserve, or do you feel like they're kind of like, okay, not really giving you that respect that you've earned?
I mean, I look at it like this. I guess if you're talking about the class of people that, let's say, are just new and they're just all about URL and, you know, they're new battle rap fans, then of course not, because they're judging it based on who they see currently. But when it comes to the respect from the MCs, you know, I got records and tracks with everybody from Murder Mook, the T-Top, then they, you know, like a lot of the new current dudes. So it's like I got relationships with these guys, Swave Seva, my whole team, Ami family. So it's like most of the guys that are current, they give me my respect. We got tracks together. So I get my respect in that area.
All right, cause I was just looking at you, man, on YouTube, and you was freestyling. I guess this was maybe a couple of years ago, and you was going in on cats like Mad Papa and Sue Surf. Like,
oh,
you ever
man.
Feel like you remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that, man.
No, do you feel like, yo, man, you got that itch to get back into battle rap?
Yeah, you know what's crazy, man? I always have the know-how. I always get that itch every once in a while. Like, yo, I wouldn't mind. But overall, like, I just found my lane, man, with the music. And, you know, like I said, I'm in the South, so I got a whole new audience that's pretty much just getting hip to what I do. And, you know, with that said, the battle audience is catching on to my music now. So I think for me, just doing a battle, I'm really not in that state of mind no more. Deeper than that, I think where I'm at, you know, just in life, it's kind of hard for me to just make up raps about I'm going to shoot somebody and all that. No, we ain't going to do none of that. Like, I'm just at the point, it's not really appealing for me to stand in front of another man and disrespect him. But what I am interested in, if I do it, is probably the two-on-twos. I like that. The two-on-twos is new and it's fresh.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, that's something different, man. But speaking, you know, of your music, you got the new album that's coming out, The Art of Soul. You know what I'm saying? Touch bases on that.
Man, I got this project coming out, man, November 5th, The Art of Soul, man. Basically, you know, everybody be like, they dropping mixtapes, they dropping albums. And, you know, nowadays I just feel like you know, the fans and the people that are consuming the music the most, they got a short attention span. It's kind of like if you drop a CD today, you know, by Monday, it's old, and they're looking out for the next thing. So I kind of adapted this thing where I just start feeding music consistently. So January 15th of last year, I started with this project called I Mean Business. August, I dropped one called I Mean Business 1.5. And then now, you know, November 5th, I'm about to drop the joint that we talking about, The Art of Soul. And what I did is just took the most soulful tracks, no metaphors, no punchlines, just real talk, just grown-up music. Something for the people that want to hear hip-hop that don't necessarily want to hear Young Thug or want to hear nothing that's on the radio.
No doubt, man. Speaking of that, we got Rain Man live interview on Rap Round Hip-Hop Showcase. It's your boy Rap Round, a.k.a. Mr. Radio Revolution. We're going to get into one of your tracks off the album, man. We're going to get into Half of Me. Explain that track before we get into that.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, for, again, I had this project. It dropped January 15th, hosted by my man Scrooge McDuck, man, and it was on there. It was the first one. It was called My Better Half, and, you know, it was basically just breaking down a relationship with a female, and, you know, it was pretty much the good side, everything love. You know, a lot of people like the record. It's real soulful, and then, you know, as life happens, relationships take another turn, so this is kind of the part two to that. First one was called Better Half. This one's called Half of Me. Check it out.
Yeah, yeah, this is my joint right here, y'all. This is Rain Man, Half of Me. Let's get it.
You know, it's funny. Swear to God, you was my better half. Now I feel like it's just half of me. I swore this was forever. It's all good, though. Like they say, what don't kill you make you stronger. So I thank you for that. Check this out. This the last record I'ma write about you. I'm sorry my older sister was right about you. Love is blind cause I couldn't picture life without you. Great woman, but you sneaky, that's what I ain't like about you. Thought it all added up, I did the math wrong. I cut my better half, leave my heart half torn. You can tell I was in love by that last song. They say the best things in life never last long. Third time around, it ain't working yet. So much pain, I wanna drown it in Percocet. Chain smoking cigs, I'm a nervous wreck. If I continue on this path, well, that's certain death. I quit a job just to be with you. I swear to God, a nigga needed you. You broke a nigga hard, it's unbelievable. I tried to break apart, but it was harder than I even knew. Thought it was realer than it was. Thought everything we built would never budge. Now I know how it feels to hold a grudge. When I was broke, you held me down, but was it guilt or was it love? Heard you was cheating through the grapevine. Know his name, seen his face, hope you had a great time. Now I know why you couldn't make time. I ain't mad, gotta crush a few grapes to make wine. Tried to make you wifey and all of that. I knew something changed when you stopped calling back. Ever since then, I started falling back. Fuck love, give me loyalty, nothing more than that. Need 100% from you, nothing short of that. Took a few dates, got some different ass. Met a new woman, but it didn't last. I got great eyesight, but my vision bad. I swear it's hard to look forward living in the past. Guess the Lord had better plans. Guess you got bored and found a better man. Couldn't make you happy, guess I never can. A lost boy, I was stuck in Never Never Land. And I thought we was forever damned. I guess not. Real shit I wrote, I feel like the next Pac. I break down everything, I connect dots. I realize another player slotting in my Xbox. I stop messing with them birds, this is not a pet shop. Let me off at the next stop. So I can get major paid. Smoking good, eating great, getting laid for days. I'ma call a spade, you killed everything. Now lay in the grave you made. I said I'ma call a spade, you killed everything. Now lay in the grave you made.
Yeah, that was Half of Me by Rain Man. You're tuning in to Rap Round's Hip Hop Showcase with your boy Rap Round, a.k.a. Mr. Radio Revolution. That's like, that joint right there, that's like that real smooth, soulful joint right there, man. When you sent that to me, brother, I was like, oh, man, I was pumping that like all day. You know what I mean? That's real hot.
That's what's up. Yo, and you know that's what? It's so ill, man, that, you know, like that song you were just talking about was ill about it for me is that, you know, usually to get a reaction from people, it got to be the illest punchline, the illest metaphor. But to see people actually like the music and it's just about regular life, that's dope to me, man. So I appreciate it.
And no doubt, man, I was like, you know, I was thinking, okay, you're going to send me something, you know, I know your music is nice and all is dope. But when you said that, it kind of threw me back. I was like, oh, okay, like this is hip hop with no gun talk and none of that. Not to say that anything's wrong with that sometimes, but you know what I'm saying? That's what we need to be playing on the radio, need to be
right.
playing on the block, you know what I'm saying? That's that hip hop right there. Like it's different in the ways that it's not what everybody else is doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you definitely got
right.
your own lane.
Right,
so
yo, you know, and I'm sticking to
it,
man. Because I think I put out enough negative energy over my whole career so far. I put out enough negative, you know, nigga this, and I'm going to shoot that and sell this and sell that. I think I gave out enough of that.
No doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? We all live and learn. You know what I mean?
Right.
We got
no
Rain doubt. Man on the line. So when is that album, The Art of Soul? You said November the 5th. How can we get that when it drops?
Man, November 5th, man, go get that hosted by my man Scrooge McDuck, super dope DJ. He do a lot of promotion and DJing with G-Unit, super official cat. You can definitely get it again November 5th. That's The Art of Soul. That 5th, you can definitely get it on all my social media, stuff like all my Twitter and my Instagram is the same thing, at LeBron Rain 215, pretty much like LeBron James, except it's Rain. LeBronReign 215, man. Follow me.
All right, man. Do you have any artists on the track, you know what I'm saying, that you're doing, I mean, on your album
yeah.
that you're working with, or it's just
I'm going to keep the project mainly me. Like, I got one feature so far. Like, the project is pretty much a wrap. I got one feature so far. I might get another one, but the definite right now, I got my man, another Philly legend, my man Journalist, man, one of the first MCs, period, that was signed to Motown Records. Super dope MC, came up under Cannabis.
Okay, you know, but I think, you know, Rain Man is enough on the CD. We really don't need anybody else. You
right,
know what
yo,
I mean?
And
you
that's kind of how I feel. Right,
you know
no doubt,
mean?
Bro.
No doubt, no doubt, man. So if Rain Man spoke to himself right now, like if you were younger, If you had a chance to speak to yourself, you know what I'm saying, your younger self, as you are today, man, what would you say to your younger self?
Damn, I ain't never, I did a lot of interviews, and nobody never asked nothing like that, bro. I think I would really just tell myself, I think, like, two things. One, keep my circle super small, and two, don't try to make music for nobody else but the music that I like to hear. Like, that's one thing I'm learning. Like, instead of making what I think other people want, all I got to do for me is make the music that I feel like ain't nobody else making. Kind of fill that void, and I think I'll be all right.
No doubt, y'all. We got Rain Man on the line. That's, you know, that's pretty much what I'm trying to do with, you know what I'm saying, these internet hip-hop shows, man. Just put music on that I like, you know what I'm saying, from my era. You know what I'm saying? Cats like you, you know, Lil Fame, and that's what I'm trying to do. So just trying to keep that hip-hop era alive and give people that
know
hip-hop that
you.
I feel.
I appreciate you for, because I think a lot of the cats from our era that know better or know hip-hop, real hip-hop, I think we complain about the lack of it, but we ain't doing nothing about it neither. So it's dope to see you stepping up and doing something.
Salute to you, man. We're gonna get into another one of your joints. You know what I'm saying? Set Us Free. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you know,
man.
Tell us a little bit about that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the official title, man, you got the straight out the computer name on it. The official title of that joint is called America Online, man. And I just put out a blog. It's called the Art of Soul blog, man. Go tune in to YouTube / Rain Man, IMB. The letters IMB. That's REIGN. MANIMB, and you can check it out on this, the Art of Soul blog. And make a long story short, the track is just about how we're losing touch, you know, with each other, and we're more or less just happy with staying and interacting with each other on the internet. So it's pretty much about how we're pretty much turning into like zombies, man. Everybody holding their phone in their hand 24/7, ain't a whole lot of conversation. So it's definitely about that.
And you know what, man, I've been telling people, you know what I'm saying, that's like right on point, because I've been telling people, like, yo, the whole family, you know, the value of the family is going down because everybody's at the dinner table, everybody's on their phone, you know what I'm saying, the
right.
last conversation. So, yeah, I'm feeling the song, you know what I mean? I know where you're coming from with it. So it's called America Online.
Yes, sir, America Online.
Okay, y'all, we're about to get into this Rain Man. America Online. Y'all definitely got to peep this joint out, man, because it's real talk. You definitely give this a listen, man. Rain Man, America Online, y'all. Let's get it.
Yeah. You know something? We all love the internet, right? But it's funny how since the internet, we don't even keep in touch with each other no more. I mean, we'd rather be Facebook friends than real life friends. Shit don't make no sense. The art of soul. Check. This the way a grown man was meant to rap. Seem like besides the internet that we don't interact. People losing touch, doing stupid things. Less face-to-face talk, more computer screens. Pay close attention, I'm just giving game. All we know about each other is our Twitter names. It's already bad, now it's even worse. Before people say a word, they start tweeting first. Too many of us going through our life fronting. Low self-esteem, living through the like button. We got caught up in the biggest scam. Broke in real life and rich on the Instagram. See these things that get deep. Posting pictures of your kids, but ain't seen them in weeks. This the topic today. Then we drop them positive quotes and live the opposite way. Damn. Niggas post bottles of they liquor. Hood rat hoes think they models on they picture. People buying followers just try and get a buzz. It's a bunch of self-hatred, so I just show them love. Dope boys post kilos and bricks, knowing damn well that somebody repoed they whip. I recognize all the lies told. Dumb niggas advertising to the 5-0. You got a bunch of guns, so fucking what? We showing off the wrong things, man, we fucking up. These are not the moves I condone. Look around, everybody face glued to their phone. We can't do the stuff that we keep doing. We'd rather post about God before we speak to him. If you real, then I know you relating. Check your kids' homework before your notifications. I see the evil, it's devils of all kind. They got us hooked on the drug, America's online. See, everything is sterile, I said. Look around, they got us caught in the World Wide Web. It's easy. I mean, pay close attention. Ain't nobody really friends no more. Niggas would rather hit the like button before they call your phone. Shit is ass backwards. It's like the Matrix, and I got something Neo. So consider me the one.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Rap Brown. You're tuning in to Rap Brown's Hip Hop Showcase. I got my man Rain Man. That was America Online. Definitely some real talking right there going down. You know
appreciate
what I mean?
It.
So, yeah, man, that's real right there. So tell us a little bit about your Educated Ignorance music group.
Man, you know, I was blessed with, first of all, I was blessed with artists, you know, one that believe in me enough to kind of let me give their career some guidance. Because, you know, I'm not a Jay-Z, but I've been around. And I'm one of the few artists to not only have record deals, but to actually make money and make good money off of the music, you know, through ghostwriting and things of that nature. So I made up my own label pretty much. I had an idea. I said, you know, I can't expect all of my artists that I do get to be on the lane that I'm on and, you know, rap positive and all of that. So I figured let me have the best of both worlds. Let me be able to have a little bit of the ignorance and a little bit of the education. And I figure we'll wrap it all up, put it in one package. So shout out to my first artist, man, my man Young Ty. He fresh out of Philly from Nice Town. This cat, he a young boy, man, but when I tell you, he got nothing but radio records. It's like he one of them dudes, he don't even try. Like every record he make damn near sound like it should be on the radio.
We definitely got to have him on the show.
No doubt. He's special, man. The second one, I got a group. I got my man, his name T-Web, and the group is pretty much called LPB. That's the Loud Pack Boys. They fresh out of Alabama. They dope. They kind of got the trap music sound. If I had to compare their sound to something, I would say kind of like Migos and, you know, the stuff that the young cats pretty much listen to.
Yeah.
They're young. They're teenagers, 20, stuff like that. And my last artist, I got my man, his name's Sambo. He fresh out of Auburn. That's another part of Alabama. And this cat, man, he kind of got like a Kevin Gates vibe. Like his hooks is super melodic, and his music is just kind of dark, and it's just real down south music. So, like I said, I got three different sets of artists that we deal with, as well as myself. And the goal is, you know, just like everybody else, we're about to put out a compilation pretty soon. But in the meanwhile, I'm about to drop mine, and then everybody going to follow up with their solo.
Okay, man. So, you know, from being a solo, you know, artist, rap artist coming up in the game to now being a CEO of your own music group, like, what's the best part about being a CEO, and what would you say is, like, one of the headaches of being a CEO?
Man, the best part is that you actually, if you're smart, if you're looking at it smart, the best part should be that not only do you get to help groom the talent, you actually get to tap into their fan base. Like, you know, a lot of these cats, they're somebody in their hood. You know, whether they're nobody to the industry, they're somebody on that block, and they got their own little fan base. So to just be able to get a whole young fan base that would know nothing about Rain Man or Philly or Battle Rap involved and like what we're doing, that's a blessing in itself. But I think the headache is trying to keep everybody with the same motivation. That's not it, you know, because life happens for everybody. So it's kind of hard when you got, let's say I got Young Ty, and he makes his own beats. He records himself. So it's hard when I got him, and, you know, he can pump out 10 records a day, and then the other artists, they got jobs and families. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just hard in that regard.
Yeah. Now, we've watched you grow from, like you said, you know, the whole gun rap thing, you know, when you were in Philly doing the whole battle rap thing, to now making songs like Half of Me, you know, America Online. You even got the Rich Man, Poor Man joint, you know what I'm saying,
you
got out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that transition, man, like, what was the most important part of you changing up your whole, you know, thing, whole image and your whole, I won't say style, but your whole image being more positive?
I don't know if it comes with age, but I just started to feel like a weight, man. You know, you start realizing, like, I started just listening back to my old music when I first moved down south about almost 3 years ago. It was a period when I first moved here, I didn't make no music. I was just listening to everything I had recorded, and I would notice it would be good songs and, you know, stuff that was cool, but I would say 80% of it was about nothing, absolutely nothing. And that bothered me, and it was just like, you know what, before I wrap this up and hang up my mic, if I ever decide to do so, let me make sure I give at least a couple of years of, you know, some real talk, some guidance instead of just random, unnecessary, you know, rapping.
Okay, man, because, you know, sometimes I let my big bro, I let him hear some of the music, you know what I'm saying, because he's like a real harsh hip-hop critic, he's from the school, and he heard the Half of Me and America Online, he was like, yo, this is nice. This is dope right here. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My man, Rain Man, I'm about to interview him. So, yeah, you know, he was loving the music. So, yeah, man, your music is a positive vibe. You know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes
it's
that can get
corny.
Lost in the shuffle. Nah, it's not corny at all. You know what I'm saying? Make you want to hit that, you know what I'm saying, back button and listen to it all over again. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, you know what? That was my method. I'm going to let out a secret. You know, it's my method. Like, I got two favorite rappers, for instance, and I think that's part of what made the transition also. Like, I come from, you know, I'm from New York, first of all, so I come from listening to Boot Camp Click and Wu-Tang and then the Philly side, Beanie Sigel, you know, and all of that. That's what I was stuck on 24/7. But when I got down here, you know, I kind of got into more of the reflective mode. Joe Buttons, for instance, that's one of my favorite rappers. Rick Ross, you know, a lot of people get that dude slack, but I think his ear for production is amazing.
Yeah.
So what I did is I combine kind of what I like from both of them. That's the depth of Button, but kind of make sure that all the production got that cool grown vibe, kind of like a Rick Ross. So that's where my lane going to be, man.
So November 5th, the Art of Soul, that drops. You know what I'm saying? Everybody go cop that, man. Rain Man, he's on the line, legendary, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop, legendary rapper, man. Y'all got to respect this man, support real hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, man, it was an honor to have you on the show. You definitely have to come back, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, salute to you, you know what I mean? So you want to give any shout-outs, spread any love?
Yeah, definitely. Before I go, man, once again, shout-out to my team, the whole Educated Ignorance Music Group, my man Young Ty, T-Web, LPB, my man Sambo. Definitely want to take the time to shout out my engineer, man. He's one of the dopest engineers. Matter of fact, I'll say the dopest engineer I came across down south, my man Tizo. Super dope artist as well. And I want to shout out my my camera crew. We definitely just started doing business. They shot the Art of Soul blog, Total Media. That's really, really hit for me, man. Shout out to all my supporters, man. And shout out to you for having me on the show, brother.
Oh, no doubt. Salute to you, brother. This is Rap Brown, man. Y'all tuning in to Rap Brown's Hip Hop Showcase with my man, Rain Man. Definitely a legend. Go cop that Art of Soul when it drops November the 5th, because you know I'm going to get my copy, baby. I support that real hip hop, man. And as always, baby, it's Radio Revolution. You dig it?
Salute, brother.